Local journalist Juan Almeyon says the streets of Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé, are calm on Friday. He says things are back to normal in the markets, stores have reopened, and government workers are back in their offices. Mayong says things have also calmed down considerably in Cameroon's main commercial city, Douala.
Nous avons également eu des informations en provenance de Douala. C'est vrai qu'il y a encore quelques petites poches de résistance dans certains quartiers.
He says there are still pockets of resistance in some neighborhoods in Douala, but the army and security forces are working to subdue any remaining protests. On Wednesday, Cameroon President Paul Biya went on state television to say he would use, in his words, all legal means to restore order. He sent soldiers to patrol the streets and reinforced police who had been clashing with protesters since Saturday. But protesters were angered by the speech, and the unrest spread to at least two more western towns on Thursday. Protesters said Mr. Biya failed to address the problems, higher fuel and food prices, and anger over a proposed amendment to the Constitution to eliminate term limits for president and allow Mr. Biya to stand for office again in 2011. He has been president for more than 25 years. In Burkina Faso, similar demonstrations over the rising prices of basic necessities also led to clashes between police and protesters. There, too, order had been restored Friday. Analyst for British-based Chatham House Research Institute, Daniel Ballant-Curdy, says Burkina Faso and Cameroon share more than just rising costs of living.
They're both ex-French colonies. They both have presidents who have been in power for an awful long time. Both of those presidents have been backed by France. Neither of them are democratic leaders.
Mr. Biya, formerly the prime minister, became president in 1982 after the then-president resigned. Burkina Faso's president, Blaise Compaoré, became president in a 1987 coup. Both have since stood for and won re-election. Both Burkina Faso and Cameroon have been fairly stable in recent decades, despite unrest in many of their neighbors. But Ballant-Curdy says he worries greater unrest is in store for Cameroon if the government does not begin to address its people's concerns.
The trouble is that when there's no democracy, when people feel that power is monopolized by a certain clique, often by a certain ethnic group, then you just store up rancor, and one day that explodes. You can keep things stable for 10, 20 years, but it doesn't mean in the long term you're solving any of the country's problems.
He says the proposed elimination of term limits is an issue that has proved volatile in African countries in the past. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.